This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and good welcome. Good welcome. Good evening. Well, let's try that again. Okay, let's just cancel the rest. Cancel the first part.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Ready? All right. Hello, yeah, and yep. Good welcome for tonight on Wednesday, the 19th of December, 2012. We have 2 days left until we all die if we live long enough, but I think it's been canceled, so we're going to wait and see, and hopefully we'll all be around on Saturday, which I know we will be. So it's good to have everybody here tonight, and of course I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter. Hey, Vicki, and you stop laughing at me.
Hey, Doug. Good start. Yeah. It's fun, though. It's fun.
I haven't done it much before, so, I'm just getting used to it. So, anyway, tonight's a special show. We're doing our rite of cynosure for the Southern Solstice. Basically, it's the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, the summer solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. So we'll be getting to that in just a few minutes. We'll go through our information for the show, which is good. Metaphysical Universe is a educational program of Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. We explore and empower the human spirit as well as explore science and spirituality. We have several educational programs. Another one is Metaphysics Institute, where students can earn their bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics with a number of specializations available, including life coaching, spiritual counseling, holistic healing, and quite a few more. So if you'd like more information about that, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. We are going to tonight go through our profession of beliefs as usual, and then we're going to get into this discussion of what the rite of cynosure is, and then we'll get into the actual ceremony itself. As far as the profession of beliefs, the spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these 9 principles of belief, please visit mchschurch.org. All right, so tonight is our special ceremony. We have 4 special ceremonies throughout the year. We have, of course, 2 on the solstices and 2 on the equinoxes. And these are really a time of remembrance and kind of taking an assessment of where we're at in life, so to speak. Just an FYI, we're probably not going to be taking phone calls tonight, but if you have comments in the chat, you can certainly do them there. That is for our live listeners. And Dr. John Hightower is on assignment off-planet for another couple of weeks, so he will not be with us tonight. Yeah, he always gets
off-planet. Actually, it was his birthday the other day, too, Doug, as you mentioned, and he did peek into Facebook and thank everybody, and off he went again. Nowhere to be seen. So he's having a good holiday.
Well, that's good. All right. So let's talk just a moment, you know, about these rites, these ceremonies that we do. And it's interesting. We do them, but it's not so much for the mystical elements as it is for the practical elements. So here we are. It is December 19th, 2012. I mean, for years we've been leading up to the 21st, you know, the end of everything. But here we are, and you look back over the previous year, and just a word or a question to those listening, how's it been? I mean, where have you come this past year? What's changed? What's new? How are you different today than you were 1 year ago? Or 6 months ago, or even 3 months ago when we did the rite of equinoctial equilibrium on the equinox. You know, how have you changed? Have you changed? And sometimes perhaps we might be tempted to say, well, you know, I don't really feel any different. But that's not really true. We do change, even in subtle ways, every day, you know, every week, every month. So here's some questions, and Vicki, you chime in whenever, but here's a few questions to get people thinking. You know, can you name three ways that your life is better today than it was 6 months ago or a year ago? Can you name or identify three things that you were able to do this year that you've wanted to do but hadn't been able to do prior? What about people? Have you met? Can you name three people that you've met in the past year that perhaps you had meaningful or were able to build meaningful relationships with them, or at least start? What else? What are some other good questions for self-assessment?
Well, I was just thinking yes, yes, and yes to your questions. Hey, I was going to answer you, Doug.
Oh.
You know, it's a wonderful time to think about these kinds of questions. It's a can you name things that you've done that you hadn't done before? Did you challenge yourself in some way? Did you learn something beyond your normal habits?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you analyze your belief systems and maybe shift things around a little bit? You know, in my view too, this time of year, this Yuletide solstice, is also regenerative time. You know, that's why we reflect, because we have to regenerate the battery, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great time for that.
So, yeah, so those are some good points, you know. And just to give you an idea, we call this ceremony the rite of cynosure. And cynosure is spelled C-Y-N-O-S-U-R-E, cynosure. And that just simply means something that strongly attracts attention by its brilliance, interest, etc. You know, the cynosure of all eyes is an example of that. Something serving for guidance or direction is another secondary meaning there. And so take those into consideration, the cynosure. Where have you been looking back, and what's ahead? You know, what's that brilliant light that you're reaching for, that you're looking toward? If you're obviously a student at IMHS, then you've already written your goals and written your mission statement, and you have a plan. You have your dream. And even if you're not a student there, what is your dream? What do you want to do? What do you want to get out of this this joyride we call life? You know what?
Oh my!
Oh, I know. Don't
oh
open that can.
Don't make me go there, Doug. You know, this is a rather than a New Year's kind of resolution, this is actually the best time of year to project for what you want. You know, you could say all the planets are lined up, the energy's lined up, you know, any number of, you know, plausible explanations. But this is the time to project for the coming year, if we think cycles and rhythms. And so once we reflect a little bit and it culminates, and then project, like what kinds of goals do you have for yourself? What kinds of challenges might you have for yourself? And not that we absolutely know what's coming, but it is a good time to project for what we want. And again, on that white light, you know, bringing that white light down, you know, through the top of your head and projecting it through your heart and out into the universe, you know, with no attachment, just set kinds of ideas or notions in your mind and just let them go. Mm-hmm. And this is that regenerative rejuvenation, charge your battery and go again. You know, and, you know, look, we're the first ones to say that, you know, and acknowledge that there are, you know, many things happening in the world. But it all comes down to who we are as individuals, who we are as human beings. And this is the moment that, you know, we go deep inside of ourselves, ask ourselves the relevant questions, project our energy, and then join collectively with other people. Now, coming up on Friday, there are collectives of people, and I say take opportunity and join in that bright white light, projecting for, you know, for goodness and centeredness, absolutely. You know, and recreating ourselves, because that's what a solstice does. It's a recreation. So, you know, this is actually my favorite time of year, Doug. I love this time of year. I love the quiet of it. I love that there's a clarity. I love that you can tune in easier. And, you know, even for those of us who are not Christian, by the way, I love Christmas Day. Because it is quiet. It's the quietest day of the... Absolutely. It's so... you know, it's the one day I think that a lot of people, most people, might agree to put down their weapons, you know, and kind of say, okay, time out. Everybody on a time out. And it's just that wonderful clarity that I really take opportunity with that to have moments of solitude. And yes, you know, with my family this year, but again, we celebrate the Yuletide on Friday. But the Christmas Day is that time where, yeah, right. Hey, that's why we're all getting together. I'm going to go tobogganing. I'm going to eat a goose. And, you know, there's some of our students, by the way, like Marlo and Ingrid, who's an instructor. You know, a number of people we know, like on various parts of the planet, like Australia, who are going to give us a heads up, by the way. So we expect everything will be just fine, though. So, you know, it's just a wonderful time to for collection and recreation and project what we want. And I, for one, will be so glad for Saturday, you know, on the 22nd, that we can put all this nonsense away, people. So today, you know, and as people can listen to this in the archives, and we hope that they take opportunity to do that, is just sit quietly, you know, have your candle ready, and just think about what has been going on this past year in your own life. And sure, reflect about the world, reflect about these things, but don't dwell on them. And that's a key, too. You know, you can reflect without going into any emotion about it. It's just for observation. And it's just for that honesty, the truthfulness, the clarity of self, so that you know better who you are. Because we're all growing. We're all learning. We're all studying who we are. You know, deep inside, we know that. But being a human being is a course of discovery. You know, we're learning new things all the time. You know, and I, once in a while, I like to throw a little humor in. I'm often in the Doug Kelly School of Writing and Editing, you know, which, what a challenge, what a wonderful thing, and that gratefulness that I feel for being a part of Doug Kelly's world, which is now my world, the Institute of Metaphysics, MCHS. And I'm also very grateful to be connected with these extraordinary people who, you know, join in with us on, you know, in the school, but also on Wednesdays and listen throughout the week. You know, we've had thousands of people, you know, join us in this past year, and you know, we're targeting for more. So we're really, I'm really glad, Doug, to be a part of this opening of consciousness, this opening of our minds, and to be a part of that, because we're in that collective, but without knowing our individuality, we don't know what we're collecting. So, it's always about learning about the self. So, you know, the learning, and I, for one, am really looking forward to 2013. I'm looking forward to this energy shift that we're in on very many levels, but most of all that maybe we can, you know, stop, you know, dwelling on things that we just have no power over anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I want to get into a couple of, you know, let's be real live human beings here type of a thing that is important. And I just, now that I'm thinking about it, I just wanted to mention, meant to mention this at the outset of the show. We're probably not going to go an hour on this show tonight. It's a special show. We're going to talk, we're talking about the ceremony. We're going to do the ceremony. We're going to wrap it up, and we're going to wish everybody happy holidays. But I want to get to the point about being a real live human being. You know, there's a lot of metaphysically based shows, places, schools, websites, whatever, that really tend to focus a lot on the, oh, let's just have love in our hearts for everybody and everything will be good. And I'm not demeaning that. That's what we ought to be doing. We ought to have love in our hearts for everybody. But we also live in a real world here, too. And we have to contend with stressors and joblessness and crime and so forth. And so we have to keep our feet on the ground, yet learning how to maintain that positive consciousness even in the middle of the stuff that we don't understand or the bad stuff that's happening. And so one thing that I want to mention is, you know, here a few days ago there was the, well, it's, yeah, last Friday I believe it was, where there was the you know, the mass killing of the elementary school kids in New England, and I just want to, I don't want to bring that up just to be negative here, but what I want to do is, I know a lot of people are trying to figure out why in the world would anybody do that, you know, what's going on, why, what's their motive, what are they thinking? Well, when we ask questions like that, I just want to tell you, it's a good thing that you do not understand why somebody would do such a thing, because they're insane and you're not. So don't try to wrap your brain around what would motivate somebody to do that, because you can't. A rational, sane person can't even fathom it. So don't go there. Just understand that there's got to be some reason, not for their deaths. I'm not going to go there. What I'm going to say is, we have a whole world where people are hurting and dying and hungry and all that. There's got to be something that connects it all and makes sense. And I don't know what the answer is, and I'm hoping that one of these days we'll find out. But what I do want to focus on is, don't be among them, so to speak, if you don't have to be. Think about hunger. Well, what about you? What about your soul? Does your soul hunger for something? Are you looking for a dream? Are you miserable in your job? Are you happy in your job? Are you happy in life? You know, are you really fulfilling your purpose? You might be thinking, well, I don't even know what that is. Well, there's your first start to figure out what your purpose is. So right now, your purpose for the coming year or the coming months or weeks, whatever it takes, is to figure out what your purpose is. And it will take some soul searching. It will take some deep thought. Don't run from that. So this is, again, the time to be a real life human being. And I'm going to be very direct here. Work on yourself. Most people don't even like to work on themselves because it's too much work. You know, I mean, even doing these shows, we put out so much good stuff. And you know, and I would, if we lived in a perfect universe or an ideal universe, I mean, there'd be millions or billions of people beating a path to this radio program's front door and the church and all that, because it's just flat out good stuff. But it's too much work. Don't be one of them. Part of our journey here is to raise our awareness. It's a big part of it, the biggest part of it. It's to become more enlightened, to become more self-aware, more aware of what's in the world. So work on yourself. Don't get discouraged. Don't get depressed. Understand that this is a great ride, but we got to look for the good. Happiness is where you see it. And if you're just seeing misery, then look in a different direction. And I mean that. You know, I was alluding to a dissertation one of my students had written last week about changing changing what you see, and adversity and hardship and all that. That's just one choice. It doesn't have to be that way. And I've said that for a long time. I mean, who said that we just have to go through pain and trouble all the time? Whose idea was that? Because I don't like it very much. And so we can change our attitude that way. So how do you change your outside world? Well, you change your inside world first, because your outside world is nothing more or less than a manifestation of your inside world. Change your inside world and your outside world will follow. Change your inner reality, your outer reality follows. This is not some mystical mumbo-jumbo stuff. It simply means change who you are. How do you do that? You learn, you grow. You take in knowledge, you apply that knowledge. You work on your self-concept, work on your self-esteem. And if you just do that much, if you just strive for a healthy self-concept, a healthy self-esteem, man, a lot in your world will improve. And, you know, there might be some painful separations and lost relationships, but that's part of this journey. And you have the right to decide what journey you're on and how you will deal with it. You know, attitude is everything. So,
you know, there's something else to be, yeah, and those are awesome points, Doug. And just to add to that, there is something to be said for responsibility. Even if you can't do it for yourself, look around. There's people who depend on you. No matter what you think, there's somebody that you are affecting. For myself, I can only speak for myself. When I gave birth to my first daughter almost 34 years ago, I took a vow, and that was to own the truth of myself, that she could have the best of me. And I never let up for one second in all those years. And whenever I did feel lost or if I felt the pressure, you know, I would look at my kids and say, they need me. I can't afford to fall apart. I need to be better. If I'm a better human being, I'm a better mother. You know, I'm a better friend. I'm a better everything. And now with grandchildren, I assure you, there's nothing greater, you know, in the space of time. They need me. They need me to be the best me I can be. There's days that where I say, you know what, I don't want to learn anything today. I think I'll just kind of watch a movie, you know, yeah, hang out, do anything, you know. And that's a legitimate thing where you need a little time out and collect yourself. But if you're needed, you're called to action. And this is how we are bound together, and the responsibility in that collective energy to look out for one another, to care for one another, and to give the best of who we are, always and forever. It never ends.
Good. Yeah, good stuff. Now, in just a moment, we're going to do our ceremony here. Before we do, I just wanted to mention that I have some amazing students. We have some amazing students, I should say. Some people who really take metaphysics seriously and taking the helping of others seriously. And one of our graduates, Manisha Anwakar, is organizing an event, Spiritual Connect. And I want to give you some details on that. And it's basically set for January 1st, 2013, at 8 a.m. in your local time. And it's a time to focus on world peace and doing good. And there's some information on it, not only on Facebook, and I'm going to give you the Facebook.
You said, I think I heard you say 2013. You mean this Friday in 2012?
No, I don't. I mean January 1st, 2013.
Oh, January 1st, sorry.
Yeah.
I was stuck on the December 21st thing, Doug.
Oh.
I apologize.
Well, so, no sense in planning anything after that. All right,
no,
so
January
assuming that we're
1.
All going to be here on January 1st,
yeah. Okay.
We're going to be focusing on PC
Got
8 a.m. local time, wherever that is for you. Now, here's the link to get more information. It's facebook.com/spiritualconnect with a K. Connect is with a K, /events. It can be done in your home. It's not, you don't have to go anywhere. It's just something that we do privately or with whoever's with us and wants to do it. So the link again is facebook.com/spiritualconnect/events. Just remember, connect is spelled with a K in this particular case. There's also a video available on YouTube, and I've got to go look. Manisha, I'm sure that she has that posted, at least a link. I'm not seeing it on the Facebook page. It could be there, but I'm doing a quick scan here. Hopefully she will post the YouTube
URL is,
if you can
YouTube
read that,
/LFWRO lowercase WCI uppercase I3M. So is there another search name that we could look for it under, Manisha? Maybe you can type that in the chat, and if there's some kind of keywords that people can put into YouTube, that might be helpful.
Well, they could probably put Spiritual Connect with a K in YouTube and find it. And she's done a nice job. She's got her girls there,
yeah.
And they're cute. So anyway, I just want to let everybody know, try to plan on that. You know, show your solidarity here, your support for this Spiritual Connect on January 1st, 2013 at 8 a.m. in wherever you're at. Focus on world peace and positive consciousness and positive intent. All right. So now we have talked about a lot of things. Just to summarize everything, think about where you've been over the last few months or year and where are you going. And if you're looking to help people, you know, there's no better place to start than to enrolling in IMHS and getting your degree in metaphysics and then using that knowledge to, again, raise the vibrational level of humanity. Okay, so Vicki, it is time has come. If hopefully folks have got a candle handy, kind of helps with the whole ambiance and atmosphere.
If I can just throw something in here,
yeah,
Manisha did type into the chat, Manisha Anwekar, A-N-W-E-K-A-R, into YouTube, and you will find her, Manisha, M-A-N-I-S-H-A, A-N-W-E-K-A-R. So we're all going to do our best to be there, Manisha. So just thought I'd put that in there, Doug, before we get started. I'm looking forward to tonight's ceremony. And everybody, if, like Doug said, if you have a candle, get everything ready.
Get it ready.
And we're going to begin here momentarily.
Now, as we go through...
Anything else?
I will wrap it up afterward. Is there anything else you wanted to mention before we start?
I'm good, Doug.
Right.
I just love this time of year, and I love this ceremony, so I'm ready to go.
And as we go through the ceremony, it's just read, but think about what's read, and think about it within the bigger picture of things. So, this is the rite of signature for the Southern Solstice. And we shall begin.
Lighting of the Flame.
With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of signature for the Southern Solstice, the time of year in which the sun is at its southernmost point in the celestial sphere, directly over the Tropic of Capricorn. This is the winter solstice for the Northern Hemisphere, and the Southern Solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. We invite all those who are now able to join us in lighting the ceremonial flame.
Through the universe, of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the universe of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can see and feel. For in this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right, the never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. And in each one of us lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over any challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completeness.
Signature is a light, a guide, a star. As the moon is the signature during the season of longer nights, we are attracted to and guided by the signature of the divinity within us. In our darkest hour, we are comforted and strengthened by the brilliant star imbued within our human spirit. As the flame before us is complete within itself and needs no other spark to sustain it, we too are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing nor anyone outside ourselves, for the answers we seek already exist within us. Our flame, our star, our signature is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
During the solstice season, we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to recenter our consciousness and awareness, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that they may serve our highest good and that we may serve others for their highest good in the spirit of do no harm and do right. So the one, so the other. So our purpose, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, we strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without, so the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, the universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent, for like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent, to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose, so that it may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right, and the fire in our soul to immerse all that is in the light of our positive intent and universal consciousness. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within. Joined with the universe, creations begin, brightly shining, new thoughts akin, and so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With the quenching of the flame, we affirm the transference of its symbolic light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light, a signature, shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is transferred. This completes the rite of signature for the Southern Solstice. We thank you for joining us in the ceremony tonight. Please join us for our next ceremony, which will be on or around the March equinox. So hopefully some of these points that we've discussed in this ceremony will get folks thinking, get us thinking, where we've been, where we're going, what the point of it is, how we're going to lighten the load of not only ourselves but others around us, accept that responsibility, respect other people for who they are, and make this a much easier, gentle ride for all concerned, everyone within your sphere of influence. Any closing thoughts, Vicki?
Thank you very much, Doug. Thank you for a great year. It's been a wonderful, exciting challenge, and I look forward to next year. We'll be back in the first week of January, I believe. So
the 9th,
happy holidays.
I believe. January 9th.
The 9th.
Yeah. We're taking a couple
happy
weeks
holidays.
Off here. Happy holidays to everybody. To you too.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Wonderful time. Wonderful time of year. Great ceremony. And thanks to everyone for joining. And we'll see you in 2013. I love the sound of that.
Yeah, me too. And I just want to take a moment out, you know, and just thank everyone sincerely from the bottom of my heart for being part of this. For being part of MCHS Church, for being part of IMHS, Metaphysics Institute. You know, here coming up just a couple of months, it'll be 3 years old, the whole 3 years, you know. But it's been decades in the making, 3 years in the fruition part, and we're still going well and going strong. And it's taken a lot of people to do this. It's taken a lot of input and a lot of brainstorming and a lot of ideas and a lot of work. And that's a good thing, you know, and I appreciate it. Appreciate those who have placed their confidence in MCHS Church, those who have placed their confidence in the school, and me, and Vicki. You know, it means a lot to me, and I appreciate it. And I, from the bottom of my heart, wish you my very best, and hope that your days and your nights and your coming year go much better, much more successfully for everyone, really. So, with that having been said, I wish you a good holiday season, and we'll see you in the new year. Good night, everyone, and good night, Vicki.
Good night, Doug. Good night, everyone.